all of these other things were starting to inform book arts. It was the start of desktop publishing and the start of the internet, so people were even kind of questioning whether books were going to survive. There were lots of people kind of getting experimental and weird. Zines were one of the things that book arts collection and you know, the sort of institutional collecting world was maybe not attuned to. You know, that Bookland helped them become attuned to. So, you know, one of Bookland's things early on was that, you know, we would put the $5,000 book by Chuck Close on the table, and right next to that we would put a $5 Xerox zine. It was that whole array. You know, there were so many nights spent at Kinko's, like Xeroxing pages because you didn't have access to a press. Or you did have access to a press, but it was too much of the wrong kind of work for the subject matter. And there's cross-pollination between zines and artist books, like mm-hmm. zines and traditional fine press books. You know, it's like they've had children together now. You know, so you see the innards are a little bit more disposable, but if you pay attention to the covers, they have a nice letterpress printed cover, or a cover that has more hand attentions, you know, then it draws people inside.